Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger, sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try and change the world. Yeah. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take you one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna
to the program, 516-418-5997. I love to hear from you. You can just pick up your phone and you make a call. There's a few people ahead of you, but let's try to get people on the phone as quick as possible. So let's go ahead and do that right now by saying hi to 5551. Hello? Try another number. 702. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. How can I help?
I'm in the process of applying to 5 different schools right now, and I've been going through a couple of years of rejections, and I just want to know, do you see those rejections ending with these next 5 schools I'm applying to?
Yeah, I feel like you'll get a school pretty soon. It looks like whatever your third choice is, like if you wrote them down in a list, sort of, it's the third one on that list that we're going to be happy at.
Do you believe you'll be a school in California?
Yes, I'll be a school in California, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, let's go with 111. You're on air with me. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call. Quick question for you, please.
Okay.
So today, I'm trying to resonate in peace and harmony. But I think he was throwing things today. The gentleman we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any enforcement involved today? I was not home. I haven't been there since 7 in the morning. I'm still not home yet.
Yeah, I feel like law enforcement was there.
Oh, no.
There wasn't not much they could do, but I just feel like they responded to the call.
So did he hit anybody today?
Not that I'm aware, no.
What did he do today that law enforcement went?
I'm not sure why they were there.
But do you see him, calm down, or he's still angry?
He's calmed down.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
You're laughing. Okay, thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and do 510. You're on air. Hello.
Hey. Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I want to know, can you let me know how I'm connecting to him spiritually?
I can't hear you at all.
Okay.
Very faint.
I want to know, can you let me know how I'm connecting to hearing spiritually?
Okay, you had a past life. I feel like you were their daughter or something like that.
No, I want to know also how I'm connecting with him, intuitively, telepathically, but energetically. That's what I want
intuitive. Intuitive. You're very intuitive. You just doubt yourself too much. Just need to trust it more. But it's something to look forward to. So I see a lot of growth in you. You've called several times, like I know you. So, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. I appreciate it. But I feel like you guys connect on almost every level there is. So, energetic-wise, really good. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and telepathically as well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in. Have a good day.
Oh, you too.
All right, let me give you the website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. You can also drop me an email at michael@insightswithmichael.net. Okay, let's take some more calls. 805, you're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, thanks, Michael. This is Donna. I wanted to know if I was going to be meeting. Hi, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to know if I was going to be meeting someone, if I'm going to be in a relationship. Because it just hasn't been happening.
Right. Yeah. I just feel like the timing wasn't right yet for you to find somebody.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up. It's almost like you guys keep missing each other. So, yeah, just don't be in a big hurry next time you're, out. Because I definitely feel like somebody's coming into your path. And all I keep seeing is you guys just walking right beside each other. It's almost like you can reach out and pinch them if they're that close to you.
So it will happen, huh?
Yes, it will happen, yeah. You just got to be a little patient. So.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. You have a good evening.
Nope. You too. Bye-bye. Let's go with 229 runners. Hello.
Hi, Michael. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. I'm just still having a lot of pain in my back and my knee and my energy down.
Yeah.
And yeah, actually, I'm not doing very well, Michael. I'm real depressed. But, I was just saying, like, it's like, I'm lonely, and I would like a woman in my life.
Right.
Do you see one coming in? I have this woman in mind, and her name is Felicia, and she's running a fitness at a place where she sells products like with weight loss and new vitamins and stuff to help you stay healthy. Could it be her?
All right. I feel like it is her. It looks like you guys will go out like next month in April. So, on a date. So, and then it goes farther than that down the line. But the one thing I'll tell you, Norman, is don't push. Because if you push, she's going to fly away. So,
yeah, she told me she was in a relationship tonight. I texted her on Facebook, but did she tell me the truth?
I don't see a relationship. I don't see that. I don't know why she would have said that. Because I don't see any other guy around her.
Well, if she's not the one, is there anyone else coming into my life besides her?
Yeah, if that don't work out, it looks like somebody coming into your path like later in October, so.
October?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to ask one more question if I can.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, this right here is something kind of weird. Every night around about 3:30 in the morning, when I try to doze off to go to sleep, there's this knocking on the door. And it seemed just like it's real, like somebody actually knocking on my door and in my bedroom window and my bedroom door and my front door. What is that?
It is a spirit trying to get your attention. This would be like on your dad's side of the family, but it's a spirit knocking and getting your attention.
What do they want to ask me?
I think they're asking, just for you to not be so depressed and like just trust them to lead and guide you, things like that. But, and I'm concerned that you're depressed because usually you're all upbeat and stuff like that. So, my prayers are with you, and I just want you not depressed. So, okay?
Yeah, yes, sir. I stay home a lot, and I just want to see that you see me getting out of this mess. I mean, out of this depression and moving into me another house. And I mean, good things happen to me. Losing weight, my health getting better. Do you see some bright?
Yeah, all those things are good things, but I feel like you're going to get them in time. You just can't give up. Don't give up because there is a breakthrough coming for you. Things are going to get better. So, I mean, I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't see that. So, no, I do see that happening for you.
And also with my finances, with the my back pay for my...
Yeah, they're going to get better. It looks like about April, the end of April.
Okay. Do you know about how much I'll get?
I don't know that, Maureen. I'm sorry, I don't know that.
But do you see an increase in my... I get a disability check, but also I requested for them an increase in my monthly check. You see them doing both of those?
Yeah, I see an increase, yeah.
Okay. Is it a lot of... it's not... I mean, it's something that I'd be happy about?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of complaints.
I appreciate you calling in, Owen. You have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
What's she doing, Owen? Let's see. 312, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. It's Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How can I help you tonight?
My question is, I'm making a job transition from one job project to another. Friday will be my last day at this one company, but I'm going back to the advertising company that I work. I should possibly be there for 8 weeks. Do you see that going smoothly, you know, just money-wise, just being a little bit stable?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a stable employment thing for you. And money also will be coming through, so... but you just trust spirit to lead you the right way there. So, okay.
Yeah, because I think I'd be more happier. The man's very comfortable with me.
Yeah, you're just done where you are. I mean, it's time to move on to something else.
Yes.
So there's something else is just around the corner. So.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. I'm on the right path.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. Bye bye. Okay, my last call so far. Oh, hold on. Now my last call. 914, you're on air. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How can I help you?
I reconnect friend today, and we were discussing working together, and I was just wondering if you could please tell me if that'll go smoothly.
That should be a good move for you. I don't know what you sell, but, I think it will be a good move.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's really something that you can get into, and make it your own. So, I see it being a very good adventure for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
No. All right. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good day.
Thank you. God bless you. You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 551, you're on everything. Hello.
Hi, this is Tasha. Just was calling to see what you saw from my love life.
Okay. I keep seeing somebody that's already around you.
Like somebody.
Yeah. It's like somebody you hang out with.
Oh, yeah, I do. I was just hanging out with a guy.
Yeah, so whoever that was the last time you were with that guy, you're going to be with him again, so.
Oh, in not a friendship manner?
No. Well, you'll be friends, but it's going to be a deeper connection than just that.
Oh. Do you see it being long term?
Yes, I do. I see a very possible being long term.
Okay. I thought because I kind of told him that we were like friends and I wasn't looking for too much more.
You know, but, you know, I feel like, you know, you'll come back to him or stuff like that because I just see you guys really close together.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. I thought he had interest in other people. I didn't know he looked at me like that.
Yeah, he's looking at you like, yeah, as a friendship with more than that. So, okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. You have a great day.
You too.
347, you're on LSD. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
I have a question about me and Frank. I wanted to know if you see things still going well between us because I was really upset last night, and I would have thought that he was going to contact me because he knew I was upset about something to do with work, but, like, he didn't answer any of my text messages, and he hasn't contacted me to see if I'm okay or if I'm still upset or anything. And it makes me wonder if he's seeing other people or if he just doesn't care about me like that, you know?
I hate to tell you this, but I just don't think that he sees that with you. And I'm sorry to tell you that. I don't see that happening. That relationship that you're in right now would be toxic. It's not good for you. So, okay.
Okay.
All right. Hang in there. There'll be somebody else coming into your life. I would just wait for a while before you go out with somebody else. So, okay. All right. I appreciate you calling in. Have a great day. Bye bye.
Thank you.
All right. Phone lines are closed because we're about done for today. Website address again is www.insightswithmichael.net. Email is michael@insightswithmichael.net. All right. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight. I did. It was really good to talk to you, and hopefully I helped you. We will be on air tomorrow around 3 o'clock at Central Time. So, you might, you know, check me tomorrow. So, all right. Have a good night. I will talk to you again soon. Love you guys. Bye-bye.